Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Humaharap ang mundo sa maraming panganib dala ng pagkasira ng kalikasan at pagbabago ng klima. Nariyan ang malalakas na bagyo, pagbaha, bushfire, pulusyon, matinding tagtuyot at iba pa. Ayon sa mga climate scientist, maaring maramdaman ngayong taon hanggang 2024 ang pinakamatinding tag-init dulot ng El Nino. Pero sa munting paraan ng ilang kabataan na naging bahagi ng Little, Junior at Teen Miss Earth Australia, may pag-asang mapalawak ang kaalaman tungkol sa pangangalaga ng kapaligiran. Ayon kay Miss Earth Australia Air 2022 na si Sheridan Mortlock, isang mahalagang pagkakataon ito para maipakita ng mga kabataan ang kanilang malaking papel sa pagbabago ng mundo.
I think that it's fantastic that the younger generations are protecting the environment. It is something that is going to affect them the most, and the fact that they are realizing that and just standing up and fighting for what they love and what they want to protect is so inspiring. I think that the role of this generation in terms of environmental protection is very, very important one, and one that should be taken seriously. A lot of the times people think just because you're young, you don't know anything or you don't know what to stand for, but the environment is something that affects everybody, younger generations and older. And I think maybe a lot of the older generations are becoming jaded to this problem, but what's really great is the younger generations bringing that new spirit and that new fight to help conserve and protect our nature.
Sa coronation na ginanap sa Tang Media Performing Arts Center sa Sydney nitong ika-29 ng Abril, nanalo bilang Miss Little Earth Australia 2023 si Serena Antonia Peralta, Miss Junior Earth Australia 2023 naman si Ellie Marie Bujarski, at Miss Teen Earth Australia 2023 si Chantel Marie Roland. Ayon sa Miss Junior Earth na si Ellie, ang mga simpleng bagay na maaring gawin sa tahanan tulad ng recycling ay may malaking impact sa paligid at sa pamumuhay ng mga mamamayan.
It's important to protect Mother Earth because it helps the planet and it keeps it safe. Because when you share it, they share it with other people and then it helps the planet even more.
Para naman sa isa sa pinakabatang kalahok, ang 6 na taong gulang na si Serena, ang pagbibigay ng kaalaman sa tamang pag-recycle na maaga niyang natutunan ang nais niya ring maibahagi sa ibang mga bata.
I feel happy. I recycle by picking up trash and putting them into a plastic bag and then recycle them.
Proud na proud ang kanyang mommy na si Melanie Peralta dahil sa murang edad, nagkakaroon na si Serena ng kamalayan o awareness tungkol sa pangangalaga ng kalikasan.
I'm so proud of her because this will help and motivate other kids like Serena to be earth warrior. So we need more earth warrior like Serena doing the 3R of environment, which is reduce, reuse and recycle. Yeah.
How was this experience for both of you?
It's stressful but enjoyable at the same time. Like we enjoy hanging out with other moms and Serena enjoy hanging out with other kids. And they have so many activities like the Clean Up Australia and their advocacy as well. So I'm really, really proud and happy with Serena's advocacy.
Ayon sa Living Planet Report ng WWF o World Wildlife Fund, ika-6 ang Australia na may pinakamayamang biodiversity sa mundo. Base yan sa bilang ng mga klase ng hayop at halaman na dito lamang matatagpuan. Sa kabila nito, marami pa ring hinaharap na hamon ng bansa tungkol sa pangangalaga ng kalikasan. Ayon pa sa ilang environmental advocate, ang aksyon ng mga tao ang siyang nagpapalala dito. Kaya't para sa Miss Teen Earth Air Australia na si Geraldine Gubat, kahit sa pananamit o pagpili ng kasuotan ay may magagawa ang bawat isa para makabawas sa basurang naiipon sa mga landfill.
I did recycling clothes by sending them to like the kids back to the Philippines, back home in the Philippines. Yeah. Because fast fashion has been like a problem. Instead of like putting it in the bin and everything, I wanted to recycle it. So kids with doesn't have much things, I wanted to give it to them.
Sinabi ng organizer ng Mrs. Earth Pageant na si Julieta De Leon ng Stargazer Production na maraming aktibidad ang nakalaan para sa mga kabataang ito. Hindi lang ito para mapalakas ang kanilang kumpiyansa sa sarili, kundi para maging daan din para mas maibahagi nila ang mahalagang advokasya ng bagong henerasyon sa pangangalaga ng kapaligiran.
I feel so happy and I'm so proud of them. Because you know, we have a lot of events and then we will give them a lot of activities and we're planning to have a international tour.
Base sa World Youth Report ng UN.org, dahil sa laki ng populasyon ng mga kabataan sa mundo, ang kanilang pakikiisa ay mahalaga sa pagpapalaganap ng kaalaman ng iba't ibang paraan para maingatan ang kalikasan. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.